new season, but the goal remains the same. This is Daytona Tortugas Baseball.
As Hines swings, deep drive, left field, Urbina back, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail off the facing of the batting cages. Fifth. As De La Cruz, a line drive right field. That one's down for a base hit and gets behind the glove of Gary Jr. Everybody's going to score. Two runs in. Ellie on his way to third. He'll be in there sliding feet first. Two runs in for Daytona. They've got a 2-0 lead. Ground ball to the second baseman, Callahan. This will do it. And the year of the no-hitter has made its way to Daytona Beach. Five pitchers combine on a 1-0 no-hitter of the Jupiter Hammerheads. As the Tortugas have a dog pile in between the pitcher's mound and first base.
It's now time to come ashore with the Tortugas pregame show. Now, let's send it out to the ballpark and the voice of the Daytona Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back out here to Clover Park in Port St. Lucie, Florida. And the final game of the season series between your Daytona Tortugas and the homestanding at St. Lucie Mets. Justin Rock with you here on the pregame show, taking you up until our 12:10 first pitch here on this Sunday afternoon. Daytona coming off a tough 3-1 loss last night to the Mets. Game tied at 1 going into the 7th. Mets with a single run in the 7th and 8th innings to come away with their 4th win in 5 games during this set. Daytona will try and salvage the lead. Julian Aguiar expected to make the start. 7-6, a 3.58 ERA, has been one of the top pitchers in the Florida State League since the beginning of June. Harold Gonzalez, who started on Tuesday night for the Mets, will make his second rehab start of the series. No record, a 6.23 ERA. We'll take a break here on the radio network. When we come back, a little bit earlier this week, we had a chance to sit down with a man who hit his first career multi-home run game earlier this week. That is the outfielder Ashton Creel. We'll talk about his 2022 season and more. We'll also get you starting lineups and first pitch, Daytona and St. Lucie for the final time in 2022, coming up on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Back here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network and the pregame show. Justin Rock joined alongside speedy outfielder for the Tortugas. That is Ashton Creel. Ashton, you've been back with Daytona for about a week now. It's been a wild season for you, bouncing between different affiliates in the organization. How do you feel this season has gone for you, and how have you maintained a positive attitude throughout the craziness of this year?
It's been an experience, definitely been a learning experience, something that I will always remember. And just taking it a day at a time, like trying to get my rhythm, get better at what I do good, and just maximize it so I can have a longer future in this career.
Baseball is such a game of habit, not just for you, but for your teammates, for the coaches, for everyone involved. And it's hard to sort of get into a rhythm when you're bountiful. How have you found a way to maintain your rhythm and maintain, you know, sort of a normal schedule as best you can?
Just get my work in every day, what I need to work on. Still kind of go about the same routine, whether I'm here at Dayton or Louisville. And, just taking the at-bats, because that's the most important thing right now. So wherever the at-bats are at, that's where I'll be playing, happy with.
You've been in the lineup pretty much every day since you've been back here with the Tortugas. How has that sort of helped things when you're moving around from place to place, where, you know, at least you know you're going to be in the lineup pretty much every day? You've been batting at the top of the order.
which is obviously a good thing, you know, being at the top of the lineup, being the top of the order, getting as many at-bats as possible.
Man, I'm loving it here right like this because I'm getting my confidence back, and that's one of the biggest things about this game. If you're feeling confident, you're doing well, you're feeling at your best. So right now, playing every day, like this is the most games I've played in the season, I mean, in a row so far this season, so it's been good. I'm happy where I'm at, and I feel like I can get better like this.
Where does that confidence come from in a situation like this? You know, is it working with coaches? Is it just coming from playing every day, interacting with your teammates? Where do you instill that confidence from, and how does that help you on a day-to-day basis?
Just the reps, the amount of at-bats I'm getting, like, and knowing that I'm going to come to the field and I'm going to play. Like, that's something that definitely helped your confidence. So it's not like, am I going to be in the lineup tomorrow? Do I need to get a hit to get in the lineup tomorrow? Like, you just, like, not playing with as much pressure on me. Just, like, free, play your game, have fun.
You've been with Dayton for most of the season. You've had a lot of success there. I've had a lot of talent around you there. But as you mentioned, maybe not in the lineup as consistently as you have been during your time in Daytona. So how do you try and find ways to keep yourself ready for when your name is called, when you're back up in Dayton and continuing to climb the ladder like everyone here in Daytona knows you're bound to do?
Just the preparation part of it. I'm going to prepare the same way as if I'm going to play or if I'm not going to play. I'm going to prepare the same way every day, like I'm going, keeping my legs up under me, like just going about that every day. So
you mentioned keeping your legs up underneath you. One of the interesting things, I've worked in baseball for a number of years, but I never really thought about until this year, is you've stolen a whole bunch of bases this year, and just talking with Jay Allen, never really thought about how much wear and tear your lower body goes underneath just stealing bags and sliding into bases, stealing bags, running the bases. What's that wear and tear like for you, and how do you try and find ways to keep your legs fresh to utilize your speed, which is such a huge part of your game?
Yeah, so like the speed guys like us, we're going to run, so we got to take care of our bodies. So recovery, like I do the normal tech a couple times a week, a few times a week. I do an ice bath on my lower half, like just taking care of my body and like knowing that I'm gonna be running. So I have to, my legs got to be 100%.
What's the biggest aspect of your life in pro ball that has helped you in that regard? Obviously, so many times when you're an amateur player, you're still learning different things about your body and about the game. How has being in pro ball and interacting with different people maybe helped you be able to do some different things to be able to keep your legs fresh throughout the season?
Actually, going to AAA was a good experience about that, because I talked to older guys that's been in the game for a long time and have played the game and been successful with it in a long ways. And they're like, just take care of your body. Be smart when you're out there. So, like, I'm not going to be flying around every single play, like, when I know I don't have a chance on that play, just being smart about it. But when I do got that chance to really take off, use 100% of my speed, I'm going to go.
You had an opportunity to spend some time up at AAA Louisville earlier this year. Got to play in a couple of games up there. What was that experience like for you, getting a chance to be around that AAA atmosphere, get into some games, and sort of like what you were just saying, get a chance to pick some brains of older players and guys who've been around the block for a little while?
Man, it was a great experience, and it was something I definitely didn't see coming and I didn't expect. But when they called me on my name was called, I was ready. I went up there, I gave it my all. It was nice to get a handshake from the and win the game. Like that was a good moment in my life, and I'm definitely gonna remember that and then keep working hard, because I liked it up there. It was so laid back. It felt like professional baseball. Like you get your work in, you go play, and that's it. You get paid to do it. It's fun.
How much of that experience is a driving factor? You mentioned that inspiration. How much does that inspire you and continue to fuel that drive to get back up there to be a regular player up at AAA and obviously Cincinnati and beyond?
So I know I can do it. It's the skills is there. Everything is there. I just got to just keep getting better and better every day and just keep striving to be there and be consistent with it.
Joined by Ashton Creel, talented outfielder for the Tortugas. One of the things we talked about last year was how crazy everything was with the pandemic. This is probably the first time in a long time, one of the first times in your career, you sort of had a normal offseason going into a campaign. What was that like for you, sort of having a normal routine, getting into the lab, working during the offseason, and also getting to spend some time with friends and family?
Oh, it's always good going back home for the offseason. But this offseason, was it was it was dope, and it because like I knew I was working towards coming in spring training. Like I had a date to where I was coming in, unlike the years before. So like I knew what I needed to get done. I knew where I needed to be at when spring training the report date came. So it's dope. It's definitely nice being home with family, enjoying that. Because during the season, it's a grind, so you don't really see as many people as you can. You can only communicate with them, but you're playing 6 days out the week. You gotta do what you can do.
One final question. You mentioned spring training. We talked about spring training. You know, last year, spring training, everyone was sort of, you know, separated, kept away from one another. This year, a little bit more closer to normal, have some of those familiar faces, Reds legends around. Any moments in particular that you really enjoyed, you know, maybe getting a chance to rub some shoulders with some people that you maybe didn't get a chance to in the past?
Oh, yeah, for sure. So that was my first full spring training. So I got to see, like, all the guys in the organization, like, to see how many guys we actually have here and to be on the line next to them, competing with them, and seeing, like, and then being invited to play in a few big league games this spring was crazy. I got to talk to guys like Votto, Fam, Castellanos. It was a crazy experience. It was dope. I really enjoyed it.
Ashton Creel, talented outfielder, deserves those experiences and more. Thank you so much for the time. Best of luck the rest of your experience here in Daytona. Look forward to watching you the rest of the way and keep climbing that ladder, my friend.
Thank you.
Coming next, the pregame show, starting lineups and first pitch here on the Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You
will have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted. Okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay. Like Lil Jon. Okay.
I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay.
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Waiting on the Mets to take the field here on this Sunday afternoon. Justin Rock with you here at Clover Park, leading you up until our first pitch coming up momentarily. Let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups first, put together by their manager, Gookie Dawkins. Jay Allen, the second, leads off today. He's in center. Edwin Arroyo gets the start at shortstop, batting second. Hayden Jones had his 10-game on-base streak snapped last night. He'll bat third behind the plate. Cleaning up at first base, Michelle Triana. Ashton Creel, the left fielder, bats fifth. Yasiel Pino DHing in the sixth spot. Fidel Castro bats seventh in right field. Sebastian Almonte over at third in the eight hole. And Braylon Menier will bat ninth at second base. Julian Aguiar making the start for Daytona tonight against this Mets starting lineup put together by their manager, Robbie Robinson. William Lugo leads off at short. Junior Tillian at second base in the two spot. Carlos Dominguez makes the start at center. He'll bat third. Raul Berasierta cleans up in right. Jack Thomas Wold, lefty swinging first baseman, bats fifth. Justin Guerrera will be at third base in the sixth spot. Eduardo Salazar makes his first appearance in this series. He'll bat seventh in left field. Fernando Villalobos behind the plate in the eight hole. And Gregory Leal will make his St. Louis Mets debut. He'll bat ninth and be the DH with the minor league rehabber Harold Gonzalez on the mound. Well, they had just announced the Mets to take the field, but nobody's come out of the third base dugout. That is a first one. Over the public address system, here come the Mets, and nobody came. So first pitch coming up in A short period of time here at Clover Park. Mets have won 4 of 5. Here in this series, last meeting of the season between these two squads. Daytona will head back home to take on Lakeland next week and continue the homestand the following week against the Clearwater Threshers. As now, after about a minute and a half hiatus, the Mets have finally followed the direction and taken the field. We'll take a first pitch for you, the Mets and the Tortugas, for the final time in 2022. Coming up on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to the Tortugas pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to the first pitch to hear it before every Daytona Tortugas game. Now, back out to the ballpark and Justin Rock.
Welcome back out here to Clover Park. Mets and Tortugas for the final time this year. Coming up in just a matter of moments. Up tonight as the right-hander Harold Gonzalez gets ready on the mound. Jay Allen, the second, leads off in center. Edwin Arroyo is the shortstop, batting second. Hayden Jones behind the plate is in the three spot. Michelle Triana cleans up at first. Ashton Creel is the left fielder, batting fifth. Yasiel Pino, the DH, will bat sixth today. Fidel Castro bats seventh in right. Sebastian Almonte, the third baseman, in the eight hole. And Braylon Minier rounds out the order, batting ninth at second base. Harold Gonzalez making the start today for the Mets. 5'10", 224 pounds, or 183 pounds, I should say. 27 years old from Pedro Brand in the Dominican Republic. Gonzalez, second rehab start with the Mets. His third rehab appearance through three shutout innings against Daytona on Tuesday night. One hit, one walk, did not record a strikeout, did induce a double play. Threw just 27 pitches over three innings and 15 strikes. Also pitched in relief for the Mets back on July the 27th here against the Cardinals. Gave up three runs in an inning and a third. Gonzalez missed all of last year for the Mets. This is his first season since 2019. Split that campaign between AAA Syracuse and AA Binghamton at a 12-4 record with a 3.01 ERA and 25 appearances and 23 starts. Jay Allen, the second, will lead off for Daytona this afternoon. Allen had one of Daytona's four hits last night, hitting at 221 for the year with 17 X and 19 RBIs. Gonzalez is ready. Allen is ready. A windup and our first pitch of the night is a fastball high for ball one. We are underway. A few minutes behind schedule at 12:15 Eastern time. Allen, 1-for-4 last night. The 1-0. And that fastball at the letters called strike. It is 1-1. Allen, 2-for-14 in this series with a double and an RBI. Righty works from the third base side. The kick and the fire. And Allen pops it in the air back behind the plate. Out of the stadium, it is 1-2. Allen missed about 17 games with a right oblique strain. Final game for him in his neck of the woods this year. For Pierce, not far away. The 1-2 pitch, and Gonzalez got him swinging. Slow-moving breaking ball. And Gonzalez punches out Allen for the first out of the ball game. First time Allen has struck out tonight. And the first strikeout for Gonzalez in this series. Brings up the shortstop, Edwin Arroyo. Arroyo had one of the three hits last night. Was 1-for-3 with a walk and a stolen base. Scored Daytona's only run yesterday in the sixth inning. Switch hitter batting left-handed. And he swings and swings so hard his helmet flops off his head. It is 0-1. Arroyo, 2-for-11 in Daytona. Overall this year, hitting at 307, 13 homers, and 70 RBIs. Gonzalez the 0-1, and Arroyo takes in the dirt. It is 1-1. Defensive alignment for the Mets tonight. Left to right in the outfield, Eduardo Salazar, Carlos Dominguez, and Raul Berasierta. The 0-1, and Arroyo takes outside. Third to first around the infield, Justin Guerrero, William Lugo, Junior Tillian, and Jack Thomas Wold, with Fernando Villalobos doing the catching behind the plate. And Gonzalez steps off. Gonzalez, actually now they call a pitch clock violation. So they call a pitch clock violation on Gonzalez, and that makes it a 3-1 count. So Arroyo firmly ahead as the 3-1 taken high for ball four. So Arroyo on base with a one-out walk brings up the catcher Hayden Jones. Jones had his on-base streak snapped last night, as was his hitting streak. Ended at 10-6 respectively. 255 average on the season for the lefty catcher. 11 doubles, 7 homers. 26 RBIs. Arroyo, good speed, leads off first. Infield shifts for Jones to pull. And the first pitch, the catcher outside for ball one. Jones 0-for-4 last night. Struck out three times, 5-for-18 in this series. With four extra base hits. He's also brought in three runs. Gonzalez from the stretch, the 1-0. And Jones swings over the top of a back foot breaking ball. It is 1-1. Another humid day here in Port St. Lucie. Right now, 89 degrees. Real feel at 98 with the humidity. 11-mile-per-hour wind gusts, though, to the east as a throwback to first. And Arroyo dives back safely. American flag out in right center field, blowing in and towards left. Arroyo leads off. The 1-1 runner goes and stops. And Jones out in front of a changeup. It is 1-2. Gonzalez had pitched with St. Lucie for parts of 2 years. Prior to this rehab assignment, made three starts at the end of 2017 here and then spent the 2018 campaign, or at least the first half of it, in St. Lucie, had a 2.82 ERA in 13 outings. 1-2 to Jones, and this one hit in the air down the right field line, hooking towards the pole, but foul. Banging off the netting just in front of the pole. Adjacent to Daytona's right field bullpen. So Jones gives it a ride, but yanks it too far to the right. It is 1-2. Shortstop Lugo playing even with the second base bag. And now they got Arroyo picked off. Throw to first. Wold throws down to second. Lugo chasing him back to first. Wold now chasing him back towards second. Bluffs a throw. Arroyo gets underneath the tag, but apparently he did not. Tag applied, says the base umpire, Alex Laurie. And Arroyo picked off for the second out here in the first. So that'll be a pickoff. 1-3-6-3. Either 4 or 6 for that last tag. So 1-2 now on Jones. Gonzalez a pitch away from ending the inning. Back to the windup for the 27-year-old, and Jones takes a breaking ball outside. It's 2-2. Jones has those gray pant legs rolled up just below the knees. Tall green socks the 2-2 pitch, and Jones fights one in the air to left. Back goes Salazar, now drifts a bit to his right, and he'll make the catch. No hits, nobody left on the pickoff. At the end of a half an inning, it is Daytona nothing, and the Mets coming to bat on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Julian Aguiar making his second appearance of the series. Pitched out of the bullpen on Tuesday. Gets the start here on this Sunday afternoon. Lugo, Tilly, and Dominguez, the top of the Mets order. Barrasierto, Walden, Guerrero, 4, 5, and 6. Salazar, Villalobos, and Leal make up the bottom third of the Mets 9. William Lugo will lead off and delivers his first pitch. Breaking ball, check swing, did not go. On appeal, says Laurie, it is 1-0. Aguiar, 6 feet tall, 188 pounds. 21 years old from Long Beach, California. As Lugo takes a called strike, it is 1-1. Lugo for the Mets, hitting at 258. 29 extra base hits, 10 homers, 45 RBIs, as this one hammered foul. Deep down the left field line, it is 1-2. Aguiar, his 20th appearance and team-high tying 12th start. 7-6, a 3.58 ERA, the 1-2. And that fastball high, it's 2-2. 67 hits in 70 and a third inning, 16 walks, 80 strikeouts. The 2-2. And Lugo takes in the dirt. It's a full count. Aguiar was handed a blown save and the loss on Tuesday, even though he never gave up an earned run. As a matter of fact, Daytona did not give up an earned run throughout the entirety of that game. The 3-2 pitch, line right center field. That one going to get down for a base hit. Nice job to cut it off on a backhand by Allen. Breaking towards second. Lugo, the throw there, won't be in time. So Allen cut it off. Thought that would prevent a double. But Lugo, with aggressive base running, able to get in there with a leadoff two-base hit. 18th double of the year for Lugo. And the Mets have the game's first hit. And a man in scoring position with nobody out. 105 miles an hour on the line drive by Lugo. Brings up Junior Tillian. Tillian, 2-for-4 last night. And Aguiar lifts his leg and looks the runner back to second. Tillian hitting at 269. 12 doubles, 11 homers, 38 driven in. Aguiar looks towards second, the first pitch. And Tillian swings and misses. It's 0-1. Aguiar gave up 3 on Tuesday night. No walks, 2 Ks in 3 innings. And the Mets 4-2 win. Those 3 unearned runs facilitated by an error on a missed fly ball to start the inning. As Tillian takes outside, it's 1-1. Lugo leads off second, being held on by Minear. The righty's 1-1. And Tillian takes the curveball outside. It's 2-1. Fastball, curveball, changeup for Aguiar through the curveball. The Lions share the time on Tuesday night, 49%. 22 out of his 45 pitches. The 2-1. And Tillian swings and misses, and the bat goes flying to the padded wall behind home plate. Second time we've seen that happen to the Mets in this series. I think it was Dominguez, the man who picked up the bat for Tillian the other night, sent one flying over the top of the Mets' third base dugout. But in both instances, everybody okay. And the count stays at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Aguiar from the stretch. A look towards second, the 2-2. And this one fouled off the end of the bat. And Tillian stays alive. Umpiring crew here today behind the plate calling balls and strikes. It is Matt Watkowski. Alex Laurie on the bases. The 2-2. And this one inside outed. Up the first baseline by the tarp, it remains a 2-ball, 2-strike count. ABS challenge system in effect here today. Manual umpiring behind the plate. Each team with 3 challenges to the automated zone. The 2-2. That fastball on the outside corner. Strike 3 call. The Mets are... And the call on the field is overturned. So instead of a strikeout, it is a full count on Tillian. The righty's 3-2 pitch, outside ball 4. He walked him. So Tillian's challenge leads to a free pass. And that brings up Carlos Dominguez with 2 on. And nobody out. And that pitch to Tillian was indeed outside. Able to check the ABS zone on the MILB stat portal. Righty delivers to Dominguez, and the breaking ball foul to the screen. It is 0-1. Dominguez was 0-for-1 last night, walked 3 times for the Mets. 237 average. 12 doubles, 16 home runs. That's tied for the league high at 47 ribbies. The 0-1, and Aguiar misses low for ball 1. Aguiar, his only start here in St. Lucie, rather his most recent start in St. Lucie, also on a Sunday, and it did not go well. It was game two of a doubleheader. It was the shortest start of his career. Went just two-thirds of an inning, ended up walking four Mets. As Dominguez takes outside, it's 2-1. Aguiar already up near 20 pitches here in this first inning. Bottom of the 12 o'clock hour, no score. Mets with two on and nobody out as this one hit on the ground and through the right side for a base hit. Rounding third, heading home is Lugo. Throw in from Castro comes towards third. The tag by Almonte, not in time. It's a closer play than I anticipated over there at third base. But Tillian able to go first to third. Carlos Dominguez, his 48th RBI of the year. And three batters into this one. The Mets have a 1-0 lead. Hayden Jones out to the mound to have a conversation with Aguiar, as will the entire Daytona infield. But Todd Nascadov will stay in Daytona's first base dugout. Just the fifth earned run Aguiar has allowed this year in the first inning of his performance. Also worth noting that game against the Mets in which he departed in the bottom of the first inning. Only one of the four runs he gave up were earned and did not allow a hit that day. So the Mets have a run in, still runners at the corners. Here is Raul Barrasierta, who has been a mighty thorn in Daytona's side all year long. Hitting at 368 games, and Aguiar spins a breaking ball strike. It's 0-1. Barrasierta, six doubles, 11 homers, 22 RBIs. As the runner goes from first, swing and a miss, throw down to second by Jones, skids into center field. Scoring is Tillian on his way to third, Dominguez. It'll be a stolen base and an error, and the Mets take a 2-0 lead. Throw by Jones was into the base path, and Arroyo tried diving to prevent that ball from trickling into center field but could not stop it. And Jones will be charged with his fifth error of the season. Count is 0-2 on Barrasierta as a called strike. But the Mets have taken a two-run lead. Now the pitch. This is a big bouncing ball to third. They've got the man in a rundown between third and home. Dropped by Almonte. Underhand flip to Jones. And Dominguez is safe. Jones disagrees with the... It was a hot shot ground ball to third base. Almonte fielded it. Dominguez had no opportunity to get back to the bag. And Almonte, as he chased Dominguez towards home, just dropped the baseball. And the Tortugas still asleep. They trail 3-0 here with nobody out in the bottom of the first. That was tough to watch. As Jack Thomas Wold, a ground ball to first, deflected off the glove of Triana, and he'll just apply the tag on Wold. And there is one out here in the bottom of the first inning. So, man, at second here with just one out, a 3-0 Mets lead. And here is Justin Guerrero, the third baseman. And he takes outside for ball one. Guerrero was 2-for-4 last night, scored a run, hitting at 204 with the Mets in 67 games. 46-for-226. And the 1-0 is a called strike. Outer half, it is 1-1. Guerrero, 16 extra base hits, 8 homers, 34 RBIs. Barrasierta leads off second. And here holds him on. Julian from the stretch. And that fastball outside, it's 2-1. That's the 25th pitch for Aguiar here in the first inning. Mets with three runs in on two hits and two preventable errors. 2-1. Big chopper towards the Mets' third base dugout. It is 2-2. Defensive alignment for Daytona tonight. Left to right of the outfield. Ashton Creel, Jay Allen the second, and Fidel Castro. Third to first around the horn. Sebastian Almonte, Edwin Arroyo, Braylon Minier, and Michelle Triana. Aiden Jones behind the plate. Now the 2-2, and he got him swinging. Struck him out on the curveball. First strikeout tonight for Aguiar. Two away in the first inning. Brings up the left fielder, Eduardo Salazar. Daytona's bullpen will start. Pitch count nearing 30. First appearance for Salazar in this series. Just 7 for 29 in 11 games. That is a .241 average. Joined the Mets when they were in Daytona earlier this year. And he takes low for ball one. Salazar, two doubles, a triple. No homers, no RBIs. First time he's played since the last series against the Cardinals. But has reached in six straight games dating back to July the 14th. The righty's 1-0. And there's a chopper up the middle. Past the outstretched glove of Minier to his right in his center field, a base hit. Rounding third inning home, Barisier to the throw by Allen. Tag by Jones, and they got him. Great throw by Jay Allen to throw out Barisier at the plate to end the inning. Minier got a late break on that ball to his right, but Allen picks him up as he throws out a runner at the dish to end the frame. But the Mets pick up three runs on three hits, two errors. And one man left at the end of an inning. 3-0 Mets on the Tortugas Radio Network. After a two-week road trip, the Tortugas return home on Tuesday, August 9th for six games against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. It all starts with a breast cancer awareness night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, August 10th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all you can eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. Dress cozy as well as we host Pajama Night at the park. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on August 11th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We host another The Nine Night on Friday, August 12th, featuring best dressed uniforms. We'll have live music pregame and discounts with a Friday night happy hour. Stick around after the final out for a first Friday fireworks show. Break out your inner superhero on Saturday, August 13th with our Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night, featuring an appearance by the Hulk himself. It'll be first responders and Boy Scouts night at the park, and bring your pup along too as we host another Bark in the Park night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com. Top of the second inning, Daytona with some work to do. They trail 3-0. Michelle Triana, Ashton Creel, Yasiel Pino. The 3-2 up in the inning for Daytona. Michelle Triana walked twice last night. And he takes a first pitch fastball for a called strike. It is 0-1. Righty from the third base side of the hill. And the 0-1. Too far inside. It is 1-1. Triana hitting at a .198 in 80 games. 56 for .283. 20 extra base hits, 7 homers. Leads the team with 33 RBIs as this one line in a center fielded down for a base hit. First hit of the game for Daytona. Michelle Triana has reached in three straight. And Daytona with the leadoff man aboard here in the second inning. Sends up Ashton Creel, brought in Daytona's only run last night with a sack fly, was 0 for 3. Creel overall this season amongst his three stops. Daytona, Dayton, and Louisville hitting at 205. 16 extra base hits, 4 homers, and 15 RBIs. Gonzalez sets at the belt. And his first pitch, swing and a miss. Got Creel to wave and miss at the cut. Fastball, it's 0-1. Mets today, blue pinstriped home white uniforms. Mets across the chest in orange script lettering. Blue numerals on the front, orange numerals on the... Blue pinstriped home white pants down to the ankles for Harold Gonzalez. The 0-1. And Creel again swings through a cutter. It is 0-2. Blue and white Adidas cleats buried into the stadium mound for Gonzalez. Blue cap, orange bill. Orange STL logo on the front with a white border. The 0-2. And Creel lays off that one, dripping outside at 74. It is 1-2. Gonzalez. Fastball, curveball, changeup. Also has that cut fastball we've seen tonight. All right, he sets now the 1-2. And Creel down on strikes. Swings through the slow-breaking Snapdragon. And Harold Gonzalez has his second strikeout. One away in the second inning for Yasiel Pino. Pino trying to get out of a funk. Overall this year hitting at 194. 7 extra base hits, 2 homers, 11 RBIs between here and the Complex League. Was 0 for 4 back on Friday. Did not play last night. And the righty's first pitch, and Pino lunging at the cut. Fastball, it's 0-1. Pino 0 for 13 in this series and trying to snap an 0 for 19 stretch over his last six games. Has walked 5 times and brought in 2 runs in that span. Triana leads off of first, the 0-1. And that too far down. Change up from Gonzalez, it is 1-1. Pino also just 1 for his last 31 in his last 10 games dating back to July the 24th. One offering. Pino thought about it. Did he go? No, he did not. On appeal, says Laurie behind the pitcher's mound. It is 2-1. Mentioned Daytona. We'll head back home tomorrow, or really tonight. Open up a series against Lakeland on Tuesday, the 2-1. This one fouled off to our right and off the top of the booth to my right, the Mets booth. I don't know if that went into Adam McDonald's booth or not. We had one pop in and out of my booth yesterday, and I've been catching grief for not making a play on that ball ever since. But it didn't break anything, and that's the only thing I care about. 2-2. Outside with a sweeping curve. It is a full count. Gonzalez from the third base side. Spins and throws back to first, and Triana able to get in safely. Gonzalez originally scouted by the Mets in the Dominican as a shortstop. Another throw to first, and again Triana back in safely. When the Mets international scouting director at the time, Chris Becerra, went back to see him, he was showcasing for teams as a pitcher. Signed at just 19 years old after a bullpen session. Signed for just $7,500. The 3-2. And Pino down on strikes. Got him to chase the cutter. Tailing away at 87. Second consecutive strikeout for Gonzalez after the leadoff base hit. Two out in the second for Fidel Castro. Castro has played sparingly in this series, did not play last night. 0 for 2 with a couple of walks and a run scored on Friday. Lefty batter against the righty pitcher, and he swings and lines this one. Caught by the first baseman, Wohl, just stuck his glove out there and prevented it from skidding off the dirt. And he makes the play to end the inning. So Daytona gets a leadoff single, but can't do anything with it. One man left at the end of one and a half. Still 3-0 Mets on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use 2 tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use 6 tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey, baseball fans, are you sitting in ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Fernando Villalobos, Gregory Leal, and William Lugo. 8-9-1 to up for the Mets as Julian Aguiar back to work after a 29-pitch first inning. And he misses up and away for ball one. Villalobos had a pinch hit RBI ground out in the eighth inning last night. He's driven in a run in each of the last two games. And he takes down and in. It is 2-0. Villalobos with the Mets hitting at .196 in 22 games, 11 for 56. A double, 3 homers, 8 RBIs. Julian's 2-0 outside for ball 3. Tortugas today wearing the road grays. Daytona arched across the chest in green. Green numerals front and back with a powder blue border. Wind up the 3-0. And Aguiar hits the inside corner. It is 3-1. Green and blue piping around the collar. Villalobos asking for a challenge, but he waited too long. So will not be allowed by the home plate umpire. Three-one pitch. And that one now outside for ball 4. Daytona going to challenge, though. And it is... So both teams are 1-for-1 on their challenges so far today. And not been a common occurrence. They had a stretch where nobody was getting them right for a while. So Villalobos, who is starting to take off his gear, has to resituate himself ahead of this 3-2 pitch. Now the payoff pitch. That one fouled off the end of the lumber. Out of the stadium, third base side remains at 3-2. Gray pants, Aguiar has him down to his ankles. 3-2, and he got him swinging. Or no, he missed. Oh, Jones dropped it. Thought that ball was swung on and foul tipped into the glove of Jones. It's obstructed by the umpire there. Hayden couldn't hang on, and so Villalobos will see another. This will be the eighth pitch of the at-bat. 3-2, outside and high for ball 4. So the Mets get the leadoff man on Aguiar's second walk of the night. And here is the first at bat as a St. Lucie Met for the designated hitter, Gregory Leal. Leal added to the Mets roster on Friday from AA Binghamton, never appeared there, joined them on July the 13th from the Florida Complex League. There essentially as a third catcher, as this is a soft ground ball to short. Arroyo on a second for one. Meniere to first, double play. So Leal sees one pitch and rolls into two. 6-4-3 twin killing. Just like that, the leadoff walk erased, two away. Back to the top of the order, and William Lugo has doubled and scored tonight. Lugo, 6-4-22 in this series with three extra base hits as he's brushed back high and tight. It is 1-0. Green cap, green bill for the front. Julian's 1-0. And this one off the end of the bat, shallow center field, coming on Allen. He won't get there. Down in front of him for a base hit. William Lugo, 2-for-2 today. He's now a triple and a home run shy of the cycle. And the Mets, a two-out base runner for Junior Tillian. Tillian walked and scored. Back in the first. Tillian, 7-for-19 in the series. That's a .368 average. Four walks. He takes outside. Aguiar throwing a curveball there. It's 1-0. Tillian has now reached in 10 straight games, dating back to July the 28th. From the stretch, the 1-0. And Tillian a ground ball to third. Almonte fields to his left, throws on to second for the force, and the side is retired. So the Mets get no runs, one hit, one man left at the end of two. 3-0 Mets on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars and be part of the Shell-tastic Family Club to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a general admissions ticket to every Sunday home game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like kids run the bases and catches on the field, plus your own membership card, and more. Plans are $24 for kids and $48 for adults. Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain dollar. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Harold Gonzalez out for his third inning of work here in his second rehab start of the series. Went 3 against Daytona on Tuesday. Fans, need to get your group to their big event, then ride with our friends at Escott Bus Lines, the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines has provided organizations of all types with high-quality charter bus transportation since 1983. 8-9-1 new up for Daytona. Sebastian Almonte to lead off. And he takes a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. Almonte, overall this year between Daytona and the Complex League, hitting .117, three extra base hits, seven RBIs. And this one fouled off the end of the black lumber. It is 0-2. Almonte 0-for-3 last night. 1-for-11 in this series. The 0-2. And Almonte lays off outside. It is 1-2 strikes. Mentioned Daytona will head back home after this series. Final season matchup against the Flying Tigers as Almonte taps one on the ground to short. To his right, Tillian, and a strong overhand throw gets him. One away in the top of the third. Brings up Braylon Menier, has picked up a base hit in each of the last two games. Mets, ironically, about to start a two-week road trip with the exact opposite schedule of Daytona. So Daytona's going to go home, play six against Lake. Righty's first pitch to Braylon, a big chop. First base side, it's 0-1. The Mets will travel to the West Coast, take on Clearwater next week. And then after they're done with that series, Lakeland will travel from Daytona down to St. Lucie. Or rather, Lakeland will head back home. The Mets will travel to Lakeland to take on the Flying Tigers. As Menier grounds this one up the middle, fielded at short behind the second base bag by Lugo. Play on to first in time, two away. Brings up the top of the order and Jay Allen. Allen struck out in the first. He is 0-1. Roddy fires. And the Fort Pierce native takes high for ball one. Dimensions here at Clover Park. 330 down the line and left. 370 out towards the video board in left center. 405 to the blue shaded batter's eye. As Allen flips one right side over the head of the first baseman, Wold, for a base hit. Wold throws behind the runner at first, but no chance to get Allen. And Jay now has a three-game hitting streak. He's aboard with a two-out single. Second hit of the game for Daytona sends up Edwin Arroyo. Walked in, was picked off first in the first. But it is 370 out of the power alley in right center and 330 to the pole in right. Allen takes his lead off first. Not a big one. First pitch from Gonzalez. Taken outside by Edwin. It is 1-0. Arroyo acquired by the Reds just last week, back on Thursday night. 1-0, and Arroyo hits it hard but foul. Wide of the first base bag, it is 1-1. Came over along with Andrew Moore, who has yet to make his Tortugas debut. Both coming over from the Complex League, Levi Stout made his Double-A debut. Noel V. Marte has been at High A Dayton as Allen dives back safely. While the man they were traded for, Luis Castillo, beat the Yankees in the Bronx in his Mariners debut earlier this week. Wind picks up. The 1-1 runner goes, and Arroyo fouls it back. Off the facing of the press box and back down to the seating bowl. It's 1-2. Allen aboard at first on a two-out single. Mets have a 3-0 lead. All three of their runs scored in the bottom of the first. Action in the Mets left field bullpen. Gonzalez up at 40 pitches. 1-2. And Arroyo... Actually, no, time was called. It was a pitch clock violation on Gonzalez. That's why Arroyo was stepping out of the box. So a second pitch clock violation on Gonzalez here in the first three innings. Both in at-bats against Arroyo. It's 2-2 now. Allen stays put. The 2-2 pitch hit on the ground. One hop fielded by the second baseman. Tillian backing up onto the right field grass. And he'll make the play on the 96-mile-an-hour one hopper. On to first to end the inning. No runs, one hit, one left. The end of 2.5. Mets lead Daytona 3-0 on the Tortugas Radio Network.
the Tortugas are always looking to make a positive impact. That's why every Tuesday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging. Every Tuesday night at the Jack, Tortugas players and coaches will don special pink-tinted uniforms as the franchise raises money and awareness in the never-ending fight against breast cancer. Nothing can be better than an evening of baseball under the lights and supporting a noble cause. To purchase your Breast Cancer Awareness Night tickets today, give the Tugs box office a call at 386-257-3172 or visit them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Three, four, and five set to bat for the Mets here in the bottom of the third inning. Top of the 1 o'clock hour here in the East. Justin Rock with you on the Tortugas Radio Network. Dominguez, Barrasierta, and Wold. 3-4 and five set to bat for the Mets. Aguiar's first pitch. Change up as Dominguez dipping his front shoulder. It is 0-1. Dominguez single to right. Brought home a run back in the first. Now, stoppage in play. Dominguez looking towards the third base dugout. I guess he wants Pintar. Now he says, forget it. Aguiar straddles the mound, the 0-1. And Dominguez takes the Uncle Charlie outside. Count moves to one ball and one strike. Julian's 1-1. That one too far inside and high. Now two balls and one strike. Whoever was warming in the Mets left field bullpen has sat down. Doesn't mean there won't be a change for the start of the fourth. 2-1. And Dominguez reaches and fouls it away. End of the bat. It is 2-2. Saw a wild story today. Involves one of the famous stories in baseball that involved the Mets. At least in recent memory, the 2-2. Too far inside. It is a full count. And I just can't believe someone paid this much money for this. But I guess if you have tons of cash, you can throw it around willy-nilly. As Dominguez out in front for strike three. Curveball there from Aguiar. Just his second strikeout of the night. One out in the bottom of the third for Raul Barrasierta. Grounded into that fielder's choice error at third back in the first. That brought in the Mets' second run. But everyone has talked about Bobby Bonilla Day these last couple of years. As Barrow on appeal on a pitch inside, it's 1-0. Every July 1st, the Mets have paid Bonilla over $1.1 million. As Barrasierta takes a strike, it's 1-1. As a part of deferred payments from a contract he signed in the early 90s, be paid by the Mets until 2035, until he's in his 70s. Barrasierta takes outside. It is 2-1. One that is not the only contract like that in pro sports, as Barrasierta hits this one on the ground is short. Backhanded to his right by Arroyo. Easy play on to first. Two out. Two away in the third inning for Jack Thomas. Wold grounded out to first. In his first plate appearance, he is 0 for 1. Yeah, Benio will be 72 and the payments are complete. First pitch to Wold outside, 1-0, but somebody in a Golden's auction paid $180,000 for the actual contract. As Wold, a check swing foul ball up the third base line, it's 1-1. It's $180,000, including the buyer's premium. The auction closed late last night. Apparently, the auction winner also gets a 30-minute Zoom call with Bonilla. Is that down and in? It's 2-1, as well as Dennis Gilbert, who is Bonilla's agent, who brokered the deal. He also gets a signed ball, a game-used bat from Bonilla's personal collection. And I've never understood this, but it's not my type of thing. As Wold out in front, it's 2-2. You also get a 1-of-1 Bobby Bonilla contract NFT. And on top of all that, the winner gets to spend a day with Bonilla in New York, including breakfast, a trip to Citi Field for batting practice viewing, a Mets game, and dinner. To take the box, stays 2-2. So a lot more than just the contract you're getting for $180,000. Pretty cool first-class experience. At 9:30 p.m. yesterday, the bids were at $22,800. After 50 minutes and 15 bids, it ended up in the six figures. As Wold takes up and away 3-2, so it didn't really balloon up to that price until the final couple of minutes. Bases empty, two out in the third. Mets in front, 3-0. Aguiar, a long pause. Finally, time called, and a pitch clock violation on Aguiar. That's going to be ball four. I don't know what Julian was thinking there. Just staring into Jones. You can see the clock winding down 2-1, and finally time was called by the home plate umpire. Just an odd looking play there between Aguiar and Jones. So Wold gets credit for a walk thanks to the automatic ball. And it continues for Justin Guerrera. Struck out in his first plate appearance. A fastball waved out and missed at 94. It's 0-1. Tortugas, no runs, two hits, two errors, and two left. Mets, three runs, four hits, no errors. They have left two, the 0-1. And Guerrera pulls his head out on the curveball. It is 0-2. So there you go. Someone paid $180,000 for Bobby Bonilla's famous New York Mets contract. The 0-2. And he got him on three pitches. Three pitches, three strikes, punched him out on the change. And the awkward-looking walk does no damage in the third. No runs, no hits, one left. The end of three, still 3-0 Daytona.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign. Will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have seven firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your nine-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Merrill Gonzalez stays on for the start of the fourth inning. The Mets bullpen is up and moving. Down the left field line, Michael Krause is throwing out in left field. Wouldn't be shocked to see the Mets make a change at some point in the inning due to pitch count. It'll be 3, 4, and 5 for Daytona. Jones, Triana, and Creel trying to chip away at this three-run deficit. To left, back in the first. And Gonzalez, first pitch, fouled up the first base line. It is 0-1. Take a look around the Florida State League here on this Sunday. First Sunday in August. The 0-1. And Jones takes outside. A little bit high. It is 1-1. Every game in progress in the Florida State League here today. Bottom of the fifth inning now in Jupiter. 30 minutes up the road. Cardinals a 2-0 lead on the Hammerheads. As Jones takes the breaking ball outside, it's 2-1. Solo home run in that game for Chris Rotondo of the Palm Beach Cardinals. 2-1. Jones hits it well, but foul. First baseline, it's 2-2. First career home run for Rotondo, who was the Cardinals' 19th round pick out of Villanova. Hit it off a major league rehabber in Tommy Nance. Two-two, and he got him swinging. Fastball up at 90. And Gonzalez picks up his fourth strikeout of the night, first since the second. One away in the inning. And now, as we surmised, Robbie Robinson out of the third base dugout. I guess Gonzalez's pitch total today, the Mets wanted him to get to, is 45. And with Gonzalez at 47, Michael Krause will come on with the bases empty and one out here in the fourth. Another effective rehab start for the 27-year-old right-hander. Certainly looks like he's ready to head back to his normal level at AAA, AA, or beyond. Mets hold a 3-0 lead. Triana against Krause when we come back on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Come on in. We're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans receive a general admission ticket, a standard food voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going quickly, so be sure to act today. To purchase your Field of Dreams package today, call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information.
Michael Krause on for the Mets. First pitch he throws to Michelle Triana, taken for a strike. It is 0-1. Mets a 3-0 lead. Nobody on, one out here in the top of the fourth. Harold Gonzalez's day done after 3 1/3. As the 0-1, another breaking ball strike, and Triana behind 0-2. Krause standing at 6'1", 200 pounds, celebrating his 25th birthday today. The 0-2, and Triana hits this one like a missile into the Daytona's first base dugout. Think everybody all right. It's still 0-2. Krause out of Murraysville, Pennsylvania. Signed out of Independent Railroaders in Texas. of the American Association. The 0-2, and Triana down swinging. Got him on the high fastball at 87. Second strikeout of the inning for the Mets. Two out in the fourth for Ashton Creel. Struck out his first time, 0-1. Krause in St. Lucie has made five appearances prior to today. 1-2, an 11.81 ERA. Seven hits in five and a third innings, four walks, eight strikeouts. A 333 opponent average. Righty's first pitch. Creel shows bunt, pulls back, and takes low for ball one. Krause pitched against Daytona on Tuesday through two-thirds of an inning. Struck out one through eight pitches and five strikes. Krause's 1-0. A little bit low. Moves to 2-0. Final line for Harold Gonzalez. Goes three and a third innings. No runs on two hits. A walk, four Ks, 45 pitches, and 29 strikes officially. As the 2-0, Creel can't hold up. It is 2-1. Righty works from the first base side of the mound. The 2-1. And Creel takes outside for ball three. Continuing with our look around the FSL today, we mentioned Palm Beach, a 2-0 lead on Jupiter. Jose Davila starting for the Cardinals. Tommy Nance made a rehab start for the Hammerheads. 3-1. Creel off the hands, pops it up. First base side, Wold called off by the second baseman. Tillian shifting to his left. With the sunglasses on, makes the catch, and Daytona retired in order in the fourth. 14-pitch inning for Gonzalez and Krause at the end of 3.5. Still 3-0 Mets here from Port St. Lucie.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Eduardo Salazar, Fernando Villalobos, Gregory Leal, 7-8-9, due up for the Mets here in the inning. As Salazar takes a called strike to begin the frame. Salazar singled to center. It's the play where Arrieta was thrown out at the plate to end the inning. Al's in the first as he takes outside. It is 1-1. From the windup, the 0-1 pitch from Julian. And this is a big hopper towards third. Waiting for it to come down, Almonte. Sidearm throw to first. And Triana able to shuffle his feet to make the play. One away in the fourth. Sends up Fernando Villalobos, walked his first time. He's erased on a double play. Continuing our look around the FSL today. That game in the top of the fifth inning, Tarpons a 5-2 lead. Antonio Gomez a couple of RBIs for the Yankees affiliate. First pitch, and Villalobos takes up and away. It's 1-0. Both teams into their bullpens already. The 1-0 from Julian. And Villalobos takes a chest-high strike. It is 1-1. Just underway out in Lakeland. Going to the bottom of the second, Flying Tigers, a 2-0 lead on the Dunedin Blue Jays. 1-1 pitch. Rolled over towards the first base dugout. It's 1-2. Couple of RBIs for Danny Ceretti. One of the newest members of the Flying Tigers will be at the Jack next week. Was a sixth-round pick out of North Carolina. 1-2. Too far low. Evens up at 2-2. Carlos Pena making the start for the Tigers. Cooper Benson getting the ball for the Blue Jays. And now I'm really upset that the Blue Jays do not play Daytona again this year as Villalobos takes down and in. It's a full count. And the large reason why is they have a guy on their team right now who has the same name as my cousin, who is 17 days older than me. He was born February 17th. I was born March 5th. As this one hit on the ground to second, fielded to his right by Manier. Throw to first in plenty of time. Two out. But the Dunedin Blue Jays have a right fielder today batting third out of Texas A&M by the name of Dylan Rock. Now, his last name spelled differently. He doesn't have the E at the end like I do. But it's funny because it's second straight year something like this has happened. Dylan Rock playing for the Blue Jays. That's my cousin's name. As Gregory Leal takes a strike, it's 0-1. Last year, the Rockies of all teams drafted a pitcher with my grandfather's name, Joe Rock. Outside it. So somewhere along the lines, they could see a matchup between my grandfather and my cousin, albeit with different spellings. The 1-1. Up and in, it is 2-1. So now I'm disappointed we don't play Dunedin again this year because that would have been an all-timer. Maybe not for you, but that definitely would have lasted the test of time in the Rock family. 2-1. This one stroked on the ground at first, fielded by Triana to his right. Underhand flip to the pitcher Aguiar over to cover. And the right-hander has his first 1-2-3 inning of the day. Retires the Mets on 13 pitches. Job well done by Aguiar after a bumpy first. Has kept his team in this ballgame. 4-0 Mets as we move to the fifth here from Clover Park.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will have
a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted, okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay. Like Lil Jon. Okay. I've got to come up with my own catchphrase. Okay.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right. Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10th are yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Michael Krause out for his first full inning of work as we head to the top half of the fifth inning. Yasiel Pino, Fidel Castro, Sebastian Almonte, 6-7-8. Due up for Daytona, trailing 3-0. As Michael Krause's first pitch of the frame is fouled back. It is 0-1. Pino struck out his first time 0-1. Jose Acuna up and throwing in Daytona's right field bullpen as Pino gets one off the end of the bat into shallow left center. Out is the shortstop called off by the charging left fielder Salazar. And he'll make the running catch as Lugo gets out of the way at the last second. One out here in the fifth. Brings up Fidel Castro. Lined out to first, his first time 0-1. Only game in the FSL we haven't told you about so far. That is the one in Fort Myers. Mighty Muscles and the Bradenton Marauders tied at two. Jace Bowen, a couple of RBIs for Bradenton. Noah Cardenas, two-run home run, is seventh for Fort Myers. Righty against lefty. Castro lays a bunt down with the infield shifted for him to pull. And good idea, but the execution wasn't there as that one rolled foul. It is 0-1. Po-Yu Chen getting the start for the Marauders. Reggie Grace Jr. on the mound for the Mighty Muscles today. Bases empty, one out here in the top of the fifth. 0-1. Castro doesn't show bunt this time. Takes down and in. It is 1-1. Mets have their bullpen up again down the left field line. The 1-1. Castro backs out of the way. Pitch tailing in. It is 2-1. Talking about that wild auction in which Bobby Bonilla's contract was sold for $180,000. As Castro takes a called strike, it's 2-2. Not the only notable baseball auction that occurred this week within the Golden Company. As Castro takes inside, it's 3-2. Villalobos thought he had strike three. But on Thursday, 2 days earlier, the famous T206 Honus Wagner card sold at auction for a new record. It's Castro on the ground, past the diving glove of the second baseman, Tillian, into right field for a base hit. Tillian going back into his left, diving on the outfield grass. But could not reel it in, and Castro aboard with Daytona's second hit. Rather, the third hit of the ball game. Now it is Sebastian Almonte. Grounded out to short his first time 0-1. But the Honus Wagner card deemed one of, if not the most valuable trading cards in the entire world. Sold in a private auction for $7.25 million. A new record for a sports car. As Almonte takes a strike, it's 0-1. Almost a year prior, another T206 Wagner card sold for $6.6 million. As Almonte takes a strike. It is 0-2. Castro leads off first. Wold holds him on. And a throw back to first, and Castro just barely there in time. Nice pickoff move there from the righty Krause. Reason why that Wagner card is always sold for such a high total as Almonte out in front of the changeup for strike three. Ball just seemed suspended in air, and Almonte could not be patient and wait back. And Krause has a strikeout for the second out in the fifth. Second K for Krause tonight. 1-2 out for Braylon Menier. Rounded out to short his first time. Throw back to the bag, and Castro dives in. But the reason why it is held in such regard is it's uber rare. Only about 50 to 60 copies exist. And there are a bunch of theories as to why there are only so few available. Is that one low 1-0? One is Honus Wagner's printing plate breaking it during the production of the card. 1-0. And Menier a swing and a miss and a curveball. One ball and one strike. One of the other theories is there was a copyright dispute between the artist and the tobacco company. The most famous theory is the one that I've heard of. As Meneer swings through that slider, it's 1-2. Was that Wagner's family, or it's offered up by Wagner's family, this theory, and the New York Metropolitan Museum of Art. Now, Wagner didn't want to promote smoking tobacco to children and asked for the car to be pulled from production. 1-2 pitch, and Meneer down on strikes. Swings through the high fastball at 89. The most logical theory being that Wagner realized he wouldn't be compensated fairly for his name, image, and likeness and objected. Either way, whoever sold that card came away with $7.25 million. Daytona strands a man in the fifth, halfway through this one. Mets a 3-0 lead. Here comes Jose Acuna.
Belly Buster Wednesdays are returning to East Orange Avenue. Starting at just $14 a ticket, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and of course, delicious, cheesy Mark. Purchase a Belly Buster upgrade at the box office on game day? No problem. For just $4, you can add a Belly Buster to any Wednesday game ticket. Don't miss out on the mouth-watering goodies and jaw-dropping plays at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this summer. Get your Belly Buster Wednesday tickets today by calling the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or purchase them on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans receive a general admission ticket, a standard food voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going quickly, so be sure to act today. To purchase your Field of Dreams package today, call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information.
Call to the bullpen for Daytona as we head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Julian Aguiar's day is done after four innings. On in relief is the former St. Lucie Met, made his debut against his former team on Tuesday. It is the 19-year-old righty Jose Acuna. First pitch fastball to William Lugo, taken high for ball one. Acuna, 6'2", 213 pounds from Bayuma. And Venezuela will turn 20 in October. Roddy deals. This one fouled back. It's 1-1. Lugo, 10 singled, has scored one of the Mets' three runs. Acuna. Five shutout innings in his Daytona debut on Tuesday. This one popped in the air, first base side. Triana on the grass behind the first base coach's box makes the catch for the first out. One away brings up Junior Tillian. Has walked in, grounded into a fielder's choice. Acuna, overall in the FSL this year, three starts, a .69 ERA, eight hits in 13 innings, five walks, 18 strikeouts. This one grounded foul at the third baseline. It's 0-1. Acuna did make three appearances out of the bullpen in the FCL. Overall, between his three stops, a .233 ERA. His 10th appearance, his fourth out of the pen. As this one popped to the right into the seating bowl, it is 0-2. Final line for Julian Aguiar here this afternoon goes four innings. Three runs, one earned on four hits. Three walks and three Ks. The 0-2 got him swinging. Struck him out on the chain. Actually, no, fastball. Looked like the bottom dropped out of that one. A 93 on the gun there from Acuna. And Tillian down on strikes. First punch out today for Jose. Now it is Carlos Dominguez has singled and struck out. Drove in a run in the first. Also scored a run. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch ties up Dominguez, but it's a called strike. Aguiar 74 pitches, 42 strikes today. Leaves the pitcher of record on the losing side, the 0-1. And Acuna misses outside, 1-1. Jose, in his debut on Tuesday night, 5 innings, 1 unearned run on 4 hits. No walks and 6 Ks, did hit a batter. Righty deals, and Dominguez pulls his head out on the slider. It is 1. Bottom of the 5th inning, Mets a 3-0 lead. Justin Rock with you. Bottom of the 1 o'clock hour, the 1-2 pitch. Ooh, that one right near the chin of Dominguez. And he was able to duck out of the way. Up 93, it is 2-2. Raul Barrasierta is on deck. The break even from the 19-year-old, and he struck him out. Got him on the slider down and away. Acuna comes out of the bullpen, strikes out a pair in a 1-2-3. 11-pitch fifth inning. To the 6th we go. 3-0 Mets on the Tortugas Radio Network. After a 2-week road trip, the Tortugas return home on Tuesday, August 9th for 6 games against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. It all starts with a breast cancer awareness night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, August 10th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. Dress cozy as well as we host Pajama Night at the park. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on August 11th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We host another The Nine Night on Friday, August 12th, featuring best-dressed uniforms. We'll have live music pregame and discounts with a Friday night happy hour. Stick around after the final out for a first Friday fireworks show. Break out your inner superhero on Saturday, August 13th with our Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night, featuring an appearance by the Hulk himself. It'll be First Responders and Boy Scouts Night at the park, and bring your pup along too as we host another Bark of the Park Night. We wrap up the 6-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Top of the lineup due up for Daytona as we move to the 6th inning. Mets making a call to the bullpen. Christian Scott on in relief as Jay Allen will lead off. And the former Florida Gator to the former Florida commit. Outside and low for ball one. Allen has singled and struck out tonight. 1-4-2 today. As that pitch outside, 2-0, Mets will challenge.
Pitch is a challenge by the catcher.
And the call is overturned to a strike. And so the count is 1-1. Mets are a perfect 2-for-2 on challenges today. Nobody has missed yet. Scott Wines, the 1-1. Outside at 94. It is 2 balls and 1 strike. Scott, 6'4", 207 pounds. 23 years old from Pompano Beach, Florida. Fifth-round pick of the Mets last year out of UF as this one fought in the air right field. Over to his right is Barrasierta. And the man listed as a catcher on the Mets roster makes the catch in the gap for the first out. Just hung up too long. Enabled the outfielder to camp underneath it. One away for Edwin Arroyo has walked and grounded out to second. Scott making his 12th appearance, 8th out of the bullpen, 2-3. 5.24 ERA, 38 hits and 34 in a third innings, 12 walks, 49 punch-outs. And the first pitch to Arroyo. Change-up has him early. It is 0-1. Second appearance for Scott in this series through 2 scoreless. Hit a batter, walked one, allowed a hit, struck out one on Tuesday night as this one driven out to left. Alizar, he'll make the play for the second out. Brings up Hayden Jones as fly to left and struck out today. He is 0 for 2. Final line for the right-hander Michael Krause goes an inning and two-thirds. No runs on one hit. No walks and three Ks on his 25th birthday. 24 pitches, 17 strikes, leaves the pitcher of record on the winning side. As Jones takes up and in, it is 1-0. Tall righty fans that black mitt in front of his face as Jones sends this one to the back of the upper seating bowl. It is 1-1. Nice breeze here on this hot and sticky Sunday afternoon. 89 degrees, real feel at 97 here in Port St. Lucie as Jones fouls it between the legs of the catcher Villalobos. It is 1-2. Mets will have 4, 5, and 6 due up against Acuna in the bottom of the inning. Roddy fires, and Jones sends this one to the net. Top the Mets' third base dugout. We'll do it again. I just saw something that we'll talk about, and I'm just surprised that it's taken this long for them to do it as Jones swings through a fastball up and in at 94 to end the inning. First strikeout of the day for Scott retires Daytona on 11 pitches in the sixth. 5.5 in the books. Mets still in front of Daytona. 3-0 on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Second inning of relief for Jose Acuna. Part of the lineup due up for the Mets, looking to add to a 3-0 lead. Barra, Sierta, Wold, and Guerrera. Three due up. Acuna retired the Mets in order in the fifth. Righty's first pitch of the inning. Barisierta stepping out of the box. Takes a called strike. It is 0-1. Barisierta has grounded into a fielder's choice. Also rolled out to short back in the third inning. The wind, the 0-1. And Barisierta takes up and in. It is 1-1. The thing I was talking about in the top of the inning that caught me off guard, I couldn't believe they haven't had this yet in their history. Outside, 2-1. Is the Pittsburgh Pirates are finally opening up their own Hall of Fame. 2-1. Barisierta, big Baltimore chop to third. Almonte had to wait for it to come down. Easy toss across the diamond gets him. One away. Brings up Jack Thomas Wold as grounded out to first and walked. Brought home a run. Back in the first inning. Righty's first pitch. And Wold out in front. It's 0-1. But, yeah, the Pittsburgh Pirates just announced their inaugural Hall of Fame class. And I just find that so surprising. Pirates were in the first ever World Series. They are one of the original clubs in baseball. This one headed in the air to left. Back into his left goes Creel. He'll make the catch above that green lid. Two out in the sixth inning for Justin Guerrera. And especially since they've opened up PNC Park, there have been a lot of lean years in Pittsburgh. Thankfully was at Penn State as a student when the Pirates got good again. It made the playoffs. It was fun to be around some of my friends who are Bucks fans, getting to experience the playoffs the first time. It's Guerrera out in front. It's 0-1. But especially with those lean years, you figure that would be something that would be created just to draw up interest and excitement around the franchise. Get people out to the ballpark. Is this a lazy fly ball into left? Coming on is Creel. Sunglasses shading his eyes from the hot Florida sun. Makes the play. And Jose Acuna has his second straight 1-2-3 inning. Retires his old teammates on eight pitches. To the seventh, 3-0 Mets on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Chatting with our friends here in the press box at Clover Park throughout the course of the week in between innings as Michelle Triana fouls the first pitch of the seventh inning back. It is 0-1. Triana, Creel, Pino, 4-5 and 6, two up for Daytona in the inning. Is that too far inside? It is 1-1. Triana, one of Daytona's three hits. Tortugas, no runs, three hits, two errors. They have left three. As Triana laid on a fastball up at 94, it's 1-2. Mets three runs, four hits, no errors. They have left three as well. Scott straddles the mound with the tall body, the 1-2 pitch. This one flared in a shallow left, and that one's going to get down in front of Salazar for a base hit. Second hit of the game for Michelle Triana. And Daytona has a leadoff base runner here in the seventh. 14th multi-hit game of the season for Michelle, his first in exactly a month. Last time he did it was on July the 7th at the Jack against, you guessed it, the St. Lucie Mets. Ashton Creel with one on and nobody out has struck out and popped up to the right side of the infield. Righty fires, and Creel swings through a breaking ball at 0-1, but Okay, so those of you wondering, the inaugural Pirates Hall of Fame class, Honus Wagner, ironically enough, who we were just talking about, Paul Wehner, Lloyd Wehner, Fred Clark, Jake Beckley, Max Carey, Pye Trainer, as Creel with a ground ball wide at third. Stays foul at 0-2. The late, great Roberto Clemente, Ralph Kiner, also in the Mets Hall of Fame for his legendary career as a broadcaster for the Mets. He was one of the first broadcast voices I heard growing up in the New York metropolitan area. Archie Vaughn, Willie Stargell, the great. Bill Mazeroski, the hero from the 1960 World Series. And this part, I think, is really, really cool. The reason why I wanted to bring it up. The 0-2 to Ashton outside, it's 1-2. Is the Homestead Grays of the old Negro Leagues played in Homestead of Pittsburgh. And some of the greatest Negro League players played in Pennsylvania for the Homestead Grays as a throwback to first and Triana Dives back. And several of the legendary players from the Homestead Grays are going to be inducted in that inaugural class. And I think that is awesome to pay tribute to not just Pirates history, but Pittsburgh baseball history. As Creel strikes out on the slider. Scott got one to drip off the outside corner. Creel could not make contact. Second K for the right-hander. Scott one away in the seventh for Yasiel Pino as struck out and fly to left. So Josh Gibson, Buck Leonard, Oscar Charleston all being inducted into the Pirates Hall of Fame. First pitch to Pino, scalded foul. Towards the Met bullpen, it is 0-1. Also being inducted from the Homestead Grays is legendary pitcher Ray Brown, who I didn't really know much about. But now, because the Pirates are inducting him into their Hall of Fame, see the name, decide to look it up, and that's one more player from that legendary league that I can commit to memory. That outside 1-1. And that's why inductions like that are so important. Because, especially nowadays with the internet at your fingertips at home or outside of the home, 1-1. And Pino, a chopper to second, could be two. Fielding on to second for one. Tilly, and that's the only out they'll get. Shortstop Lugo won't bother rushing a throw on to first. So a 4-6 fielder's choice erases the lead runner. Man at first, two out. Brings up Fidel Castro. As singled and lined out to first. But you look it up, you see the numbers, you start learning more about that player. I mean, I didn't know until the pandemic when I was watching Ken Burns' baseball documentary on MLB Network, that down and in 1-0. And you hear Buck O'Neill talking about him with such glowing phrases and incredible memory of how he played. And you're like, how do I not know about this guy? You look him up, and all of a sudden, you got another player to commit to memory. Is that outside 2-0? Mets are going to challenge, and the call on the field is upheld. And so the Mets missed on their first challenge today. They still have two remaining. One on, two out. 3-0 Mets here in the top of the seventh inning. But Dave Parker, former Red, also inducted. Danny Murtaugh, Steve Blass, also joining the Hall of Fame. As Castro takes low, it is 2-0. That is so cool. And it's something that I've talked about a lot with friends. I mean, I didn't know who Buck Leonard was until something that I'd love to see happen today, as Castro takes one at the knees, thought he had ball four, it's 3-1. Is I knew who Buck Leonard was because he was a legendary unlockable player in the old MVP baseball games on the PlayStation 2 when I was growing up. 3-1, and that one waved out and missed 3-2, as was Josh Gibson. And that helped me and my friends learn about those Negro League legends. And I would love, 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 love if somehow Bob Kendrick and company in Kansas City, the Negro League Baseball Hall of Fame, get together with the folks from MLB The Show and start putting in some of these legendary Negro League players into the video game. Is that out of play? It's 3-2. I know, I'm sure there's plenty of different legal hoops they need to jump through with getting permission and the appropriate comp. But I can't think of a better way to teach the next generation of baseball fans and even my generation and older about some great Negro League players. As that one on the inside corner, strike three called. Castro asks for a challenge. And the call on the field is upheld. And Castro is indeed down on strikes to end the inning. Both teams with two challenges remaining. Going to the bottom of the seventh. Time to get up and stretch. No runs, one hit, one left in the inning. To the bottom of the seventh. Tortugas trailing by three here from Clover Park.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign. Will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have seven firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your nine-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Jose Acuña has retired all six men he has faced tonight. Mets have a 3-0 lead. Fans, Escott Bus Lines is the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines, a family-owned company, has been providing organizations of all types with chalky. Reserve your ride at escottbuslines.com. That's E-S-C-O-T. Buslines.com. Eduardo Salazar takes a strike here to begin the bottom of the seventh inning. And he swings at the second pitch and hits a soft tapper to short. Easy play for Arroyo. Throw pulls Triana off the bag to the home plate side first. Triana applies a tag on Salazar, who grabs Triana's mitt and tries shaking it to get the ball loose. One away. There have been at times some bad blood in this series this year between the Mets and Tortugas, but then every time you think something's about to boil over, you have an incident like that where the guys show some levity between the two sides. Fernando Villalobos, the batter, pops this one foul into the third base seats. It's 0-1. That was the Alex Rodriguez, was it Bronson Arroyo play? But way funny. The 0-1. Villalobos takes a strike at the letters. It's 0-2. And I'm not just saying that because I grew up a Yankee fan as a kid in the New York area. Bases empty, one out. Time called at home plate. Let's take a look around the Reds affiliate scoreboard here on this Sunday. Top of the 2 o'clock hour. Big League Club about to get underway momentarily. 1-1. Slider fouled into the seats. It's 1-2. Reds rubber match against the Brewers in Milwaukee today. Reds a winner last night. Not just one, but the first two Major League home runs for Jose Barrero. Graham Ashcraft will start for the Reds tonight. The 0-2 pitch high. It's a ball and two strikes. Corbin Burnes will go for the Brewers. Nick Senzel, Albert Almora Jr. And the aforementioned Barrero all in the lineup as Daytona alums, the 1-2. Sent at no balls and two strikes. But Barrero last night doing something that hadn't been done in 122 years for the Reds. 1-2. Off the end of the bat into shallow right. Out is Meniere. Racing in is Castro. Castro slides and makes the feet first grab for the second out. Meniere was out there as well in the vicinity. But Fidel Castro, feet first slide, makes a beautiful catch for the second out of the seventh inning. Brings up Gregory Leal, has grounded out twice, once into a double play. But Barrero, according to the Elias Sports Bureau, as Leal takes a strike, it's 0-1. The second Reds player ever to hit his first two big league homers in the same game. Last time it happened over 122 years ago as Leal out in front at 0-2. Happened on July the 31st, 1900, when Harry Steinfeld did it against the Boston Braves. Put it in perspective as Leal swings and misses at the fastball up and in to end the inning. That first World Series we were talking about involving the Pirates, that didn't happen until 1903. So Barrero doing something that hadn't happened since the World Series existed. To the eighth, Mets in front by three here on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Come on in. We're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real Southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis-style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
Top of the eighth inning. Change for the Mets defensively. Omar De Los Santos has come into the game in left field for the Mets. Wilfred Astudillo has grabbed a bat. He'll pinch hit for Sebastian Almonte here leading off in the top of the eighth inning. Christian Scott out for his third inning of work. And Astudillo, as a pinch hitter, takes a called strike. It is 0-1. Didn't see anything happen to Eduardo Salazar in the bottom of the inning. But he is indeed out of the game as Astudillo, a soft ground ball to the left side. Fielded by the third baseman, Guerrero, playing way off the bag. And he'll make the play on to first for the first out. De Los Santos will slide into the seventh spot in the order. Brings up Braylon Meniere, 0-2, as grounded out and struck out. And he takes outside. It is 1-0. Continuing our look around the Reds affiliates, 1-0. Up and away, 2-0. Triple-A Louisville on the road today against the Indianapolis Indians. Pirates Farm Club, that game scoreless. Bottom two. Wind the 2-0. And Manier, a high pop right side of the infield. On the dirt is the second baseman, Tillian. And comes in a step or two to make the catch, two out. Back to the top of the order, and Jay Allen has singled and flied out. He's also struck out one for three. Deck McGuire making the start for the bats today. Lorenzo Cedrola, T.J. Friedel, Chris Oakey, Daytona alums in the lineup. Scott stares in, first pitch to Allen. And he misses outside with the heater. It's 1-0. Double-A Chattanooga will get underway at 5 o'clock tonight, taking on the Birmingham Barons, White Sox affiliate. No starter officially listed yet as Allen, a ground ball back up the middle, and sneaking on through in his center field, a base hit. First multi-hit game for Allen since being reinstated off the injured list after the All-Star break. And Daytona with a two-out base runner in the eighth for Edwin Arroyo. Arroyo has walked, grounded out, and flied out to left today. Allen, his 13th multi-hit game of the year, his first since June the 10th. Inning still alive for Arroyo. Daytona trying to jumpstart a rally with a tying run on deck as Arroyo loses his balance trying to hit a back foot slider at 0-1. A little top heavy there was Eaton. At home against the Peoria Chiefs, Cardinals affiliate, they trail 4-0 in the bottom of the third. Steve Hadger making his Dragons and Reds affiliation debut. Check swing did not go, says the base umpire, much to the chagrin of the hometown crowd. It's 1-1. Hadger has walked 5 and given up 4 runs in 3 innings in his debut. Tyler Callahan, Austin Hendrick, Jose Torres, Garrett Wolforth, Justice Thompson, Stephen Layton, all in the lineup as Daytona alums for the Dragons. As Arroyo takes outside, it's 2-1. Mets are going to challenge this call. And the call on the field is upheld. So the Mets are down 2 challenges now. They have 1 remaining. So it stays at 2-1 on Arroyo with 1 on and 2 out. Here in the top of the 8th inning. Shortstop Lugo adjacent to the second base bag. And Arroyo sends this one out of play. Third base side, it's 2-2. ACL Reds, DSL Reds. Not scheduled to have a game today. Both hope to return to the diamond tomorrow. 2-2. Down and in. Ball goes 5-hole on the catcher, Villalobos. And Allen easily advancing to second. Wild pitch against the right-hander, Scott. And now Daytona, a man at second with 2 out. And Scott in danger of allowing the game's tying run to come to bat. The Mets do have a left-hander up in their bullpen just in case that does occur. Do believe that is Daniel Juarez. The payoff pitch to Arroyo, and this one skied left-hand side. De Los Santos racing towards the line and foul ground. Makes the backhanded catch, a step in front of the metal bench for the Mets relievers behind. Well, De Los Santos into the game, gets an opportunity, and he makes a catch in left field, foul ground to end a Daytona rally. No runs, one hit, one left in scoring position at the end of 7.5. Mets in front by 3 on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Top of the order for the Mets here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Jose Acuña back to work, his fourth inning of relief. Lugo 2-for-3 tonight, and he swings and misses at a pitch near his ear flap. Totally befuddled on that first offering from Acuña. Great pitch, it's 0-1. Lugo, Tillian, Dominguez, 3-2 up in the inning. Mets looking to add to their three-run advantage, the 0-1. And Lugo, a high fly ball to left. Back into his right is Creel, slowing down by the warning track, and a step still on the grass in front of the dirt. Makes the catch for the opening out of the eighth inning. Brings up Junior Tillian, has walked, grounded into a fielder's choice, and struck out. Take a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard before we reach our final out here today. Bunch of games in progress right now. As this one hammered out to left. Creel backing up a little bit. Still in front of the warning track once again. Makes the grab. And two quick outs on well-stung balls here in the eighth. Carlos Dominguez, 1-for-3, has struck out twice and singled also, by the way. Jonathan Willems has come into the game at third base, taking over for Sebastian Almonte and the pinch hitter Wilfred Astudillo. Acuña winds his first pitch. And Dominguez swings through a fastball. It's 0-1. Guardians, a 1-0 lead on the Astros. Top of the eighth inning in Cleveland. Luke Maley. Solo. Dominguez, a wave and a miss. It's 0-2. Tristan McKenzie, 7 1/3 shutout innings for Cleveland today. Orioles, a 1-0 lead. Bottom of the third against the Pirates. Dominguez takes low, 1-2. Jorge Mateo, former Tampa Yankee, a solo home run for Baltimore, his 11th. Spencer Watkins against Bryce Wilson. As that fastball outside. Evens up at 2-2. End of two in Philadelphia. Phillies a 1-0 lead on the Nationals. Aaron Nola against Corey Abbott. Derek Hall, his 7th home run as Dominguez strikes out. Got him on the slow breaking slider. And Jose Acuña today, 12 up, 12 down, as he has yet to give up an earned run in 9 innings in the Reds organization. To the ninth, Mets still in front, 3-0 on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
top of the ninth inning. Call to the bullpen for the Mets. It is the left-hander Daniel Juarez who has come on to take over for the right-hander Christian Scott. Mets looking to close out a shutout win on this Sunday. Juarez standing at 5'9", 190 pounds, will turn 22 next month from Guigui in the Dominican Republic. Juarez 2-1, a 2.14 ERA. This is 24th appearance. Four saves and seven tries, 21 hits and 33 2/3 innings. 19 walks and 49 strikeouts. Hayden Jones, Michelle Triana, Ashton Creel, two lefties and a righty. Due up here in the ninth inning against the Southpaw. Juarez threw a scoreless inning against Daytona back on Thursday. Hayden Jones 0-for-3 has struck out twice and fly to left. And the first pitch is popped down the right field line, rolled by the tarp on the warning track by Daytona's bullpen home plate area. Makes the catch, one pitch, one out here in the ninth inning. Brings up Michelle Triana as two of Daytona's four hits. As a matter of fact, Daytona has four hits from two players today, two from Triana and two from Jay Allen. First pitch to the lefty. And Michelle takes inside. It's 1-0. Continuing that look around the majors before we reach the final out here today. 1-0. Taking low 2-0. Rays and Tigers scoreless bottom of the third in Detroit. Matt Manning against Drew Rasmussen. Just about rest of Major League Baseball just underway or just about to get underway as Royals hosting the Red Sox at 2:10. Brad Keller against Cutter Crawford. Twins hosting the Blue Jays. Chris Archer, the former Daytona Cub, against Kevin Gausman. As Triana takes a called strike. Breaking ball away, it is 3-1. Cardinals looking to sweep the Yankees. Adam Wainwright against Frankie Montas making his Yankee debut. 3-1. And Triana pops it in the air back behind the plate, but this one will get into the seats. It is a full count. Cubs and Marlins delayed due to rain out at Wrigley Field. Adrian Sampson against Jesus Luzardo if and when that gets underway. Another payoff pitch from the southpaw. And that one high for ball four. Michelle Triana on base for the third time today. One on, one out for Ashton Creel. Struck out twice and flied out on a pop-up to the second baseman. Everything else in the majors later on today, or actually at 2:35, Rangers will host the White Sox. Spencer Howard against Lucas Giolito. Triana leads off first and time called. But the A's will host the Giants at 4:07. Adrian Martinez against Logan Webb. Bay Series matchup. First pitch. And Creel sends it to the checkerboard screen. It is 0-1. Diamondbacks will host the Rockies at 4:10. Zach Davies against Jose Ureña. Lefties 0-1, and Creel sends this one towards the first base dugout 0-2. Mariners will host the Angels at 4:10. Marco Gonzalez for Seattle, Tucker Davidson. Making his Anaheim debut. Long pause, the 0-2. And that one in the dirt kicks away from the catcher Villalobos, and Triana will advance as Fernando can't find the seams. So a wild pitch that allows Triana to move into scoring position with one out in the ninth. Count still 1-2 now on Creel. Kind of surprised they're playing at this time, but the Mets and Braves won't play until 4:10 today. Spencer Strider for Atlanta, former St. Lucie Met, Jacob DeGrom for New York. As Creel swings and misses at the breaking ball, bouncing off the plate. The Lobos will fire on a first to complete the strikeout. And Daytona down to their final out in the series. Well, even though Juarez has retired three of the four men he has faced, Robbie Robinson has come out of the third base dugout. There was a righty up and throwing in the Met bullpen a moment ago. Clearly, Robinson wants to get one more arm into this ballgame here today. And it's second, two out in the ninth. Mets one out away from securing the win. They lead 3-0 on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell and your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Joshua Cornele has come on for the Mets here with a man at second and two out in the ninth, bringing the righty to face the scheduled right-handed batter. Daytona will not send Yasiel Pino to the plate. Wendell Marrero has grabbed a bat. He is in the on-deck circle, so they will send a left-handed batter to the plate to face the right-handed pitching Cornele. Stands at 6'2", 227 pounds, 21 years old, from Caracas, Venezuela. Signed by the Mets out of the South American nation back in 2017. Cornele, second appearance in the series through 2 1/3 scoreless against Daytona on Wednesday. His 24th outing of the year, 2-3, a 6.09 ERA. Does have two saves and four tries. 33 hits in 34 innings, 21 walks, and 41 strikeouts. Wendell Marrero will hit here for Yasiel Pino. Luis May up and throwing in Daytona's bullpen just in case there is a bottom of the ninth, as Marrero takes down and in for ball one. Marrero in Daytona, 5-for-29 over nine games with an RBI, no extra base hits. Lefty batter with a very slightly open stance. Triana held on at second by Lugo. He reached on a walk, the 1-0. And Marrero, violent swing through a pitch up in the zone at 88. It is 1-1. Fidel Castro represents the game's tying run. He is on deck. Mets eighth. Bottom of the 2 o'clock hour in the East, the 1-1. And that pitch outside, snap throw behind the runner at second. Not in time, it's 2-1. Two and one on Marrero. Cornele looks off towards second base, directs his attention home, now delivers. And Marrero sends it out of the stadium straight back. And the Tortugas down to their final strike. Only game in the majors we haven't told you about tonight is the Sunday night baseball game today between the Dodgers and the Padres. Yu Darvish against Tyler Anderson. Daytona down to their final strike. Marrero trying to keep their hopes alive. Cornelius 2-2. Struck him out swinging. Foul tip into the glove of Villalobos. And the Mets shut out Daytona to secure the final game of the season series. They win today's contest by a final of 3-0. We'll take a break when we come back. The recap report is next. Mets a winner to close out the season series. Back with our final thoughts after these messages on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room secure stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
After a two-week road trip, the Tortugas return home on Tuesday, August 9th for six games against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. It all starts with a breast cancer awareness night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, August 10th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. Dress cozy as well as we host Pajama Night at the park. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on August 11th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. We host another The Nine Night on Friday, August 12th, featuring best-dressed uniforms. We'll have live music pregame and discounts with a Friday night happy hour. Stick around after the final out for a first Friday fireworks show. Break out your inner superhero on Saturday, August 13th with our Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night, featuring an appearance by the Hulk himself. It'll be First Responders and Boy Scouts Night at the park, and bring your pup along too as we host another Bark in the Park Night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
It's now time for the recap report, featuring a look back at today's game, scores from Major League Baseball, and a look forward to the Tortugas' next game. So let's send it back out to the stadium.
A sour way for the road trip to come to a close, as there wasn't much offense today after the first inning. As the Mets knock off Daytona, they hand the Tortugas their eighth shutout loss of the season. As the Mets win it today by a final of 3-0 with the win, Mets now 20-16 in the second half, 60-41 overall this year. Daytona dropping to 10-24 in the half, 39-60 on the campaign. Let's take you through the game that was. Harold Gonzalez making a rehab start for the second time in the series against Daytona's Julian Aguiar. Daytona went scoreless in the first. Edwin Arroyo reached on a walk but was picked off first base. But then in the bottom of the first, things started off rather sour for the Tortugas. William Lugo led off the game with a double in a right center. Then Junior Tillian walked with Carlos Dominguez at the plate. He lined a single in a right field. Lugo came around to score from second. Tillian went to third, and the Mets had a 1-0 lead, three batters into the game. Dominguez then stole second base And Raul Barrasierta on an 0-2 pitch at a soft ground ball to third. On the stolen base from Dominguez, the throw from Hayden Jones skidded into center field. That allowed Junior Tillian to come home on the error. Gave the Mets a 2-0 lead. Then, as Dominguez was able to take third on that same error, Barrasierta hit a ground ball to third base. Dominguez was not going to be able to get back to the bag, so got caught in a rundown between third and home. But as Almonte was chasing him to the plate, don't know how it happened, but he dropped the baseball, rolled into foul ground. By the time he was able to pick it up and throw home, it wasn't in time. The Mets would only get one more hit the rest of the game. Actually, two more hits the rest of the game. They got a single by Eduardo Salazar with two out of the first. Raul Barrasierta was thrown out trying to score from second on a great throw by Jay Allen the second. But then William Lugo singled with two out in the second inning. The Mets did not have a hit from that point onward over their final six and a third innings at the plate today. They had one walk against Julian Aguiar in the third, but the final 16 batters by Aguiar and Acuna were retired in order here on this Sunday. But Daytona's offense just never quite got in gear. Tortugas picked up five hits in the ballgame today. Four combined from Michel Triana and Jay Allen. Fidel Castro, the lone outlier, picking up a base hit in the fifth inning. But Daytona only put two men in scoring position all day, and that was in the eighth and ninth innings. Jay Allen able to get to second with two out in the eighth after a single and a wild pitch. And then in the ninth inning, Michel Triana walked, advanced to second on a wild pitch with Ashton Creel at the plate. But Daytona never got a man to third as the Mets win it 3-0 here on this Sunday. Winning pitcher today, Christian Scott in relief, awarded the win. He improves to 3-3, three shutout innings, two hits, no walks, three Ks. Loss goes to Julian Aguiar. Tough luck defeat for him. He drops to 7-7, gave up six runs in this series. Only one of the six were earned. Three runs, one earned on four hits in four innings, three walks and three strikeouts. Defense let him down early today. As a matter of fact, against the Mets this year, has thrown 9 2/3, 13 2/3, 16 2/3. Make that 17 2/3 innings. Gave up just two earned runs. Despite giving up a grand total of 10 plus tallies against the Mets this year. Save going to Joshua Cornele. His third, he got the final out on a strikeout. Final line score today, Daytona no runs, five hits, two errors. They left six. Mets three runs, four hits, no errors. They left three. Final time of game, 2 hours and 12 minutes in front of a crowd of 430 here at Clover Park. Take a look around the FSL here on this Sunday before we say goodbye. Cardinals defeated Jupiter 6-5. Hammerheads rallied. Cardinals walked it off on an R.J. Yeager sacrifice, rather single to right. Top of the eighth in Tampa. Tarpons an 8-2 lead on Clearwater. Bottom six in Lakeland, it is the Flying Tigers 3 and the Blue Jays 1, while Fort Myers and Bradenton are tied at 5 at the end of 5. Reds affiliate scoreboard today, major league level. Reds at top 2, scoreless in Milwaukee. Rubber match against the Brewers. Graham Ashcraft against Corbin Burns. AAA Louisville leading the Indianapolis Indians. Pirates affiliate 2-1. That game in the top of the fourth inning. Colin Moran with a couple of RBIs. AA Chattanooga will start at 5 o'clock tonight against the Birmingham Barons. White Sox affiliate, no starters officially listed yet for that one. High A Dayton at home against the Peoria Chiefs. Bottom of the fifth inning, they trail the Cardinals affiliate 4-0. Steve Hadger gave up four runs in three innings in his Reds organizational debut. ACL and DSL clubs have the day off. They hope to get back in action tomorrow. As for Major League Baseball today, we gave you the scoreboard a couple moments ago, but we'll quickly blaze through it here. Top of the ninth in Cleveland. Guardians a 1-0 lead on the Astros. Top five in Baltimore. It's the Pirates 2 and the Orioles 1. Phillies a 2-0 lead on the Nationals. Bottom three, Aaron Nola against Corey Abbott. Middle four in Detroit. Tigers and Rays scoreless. Matt Manning against Drew Rasmussen. Bottom two in Kansas City. Redsless tie. Brad Keller against Cutter Crawford. Top two in Minnesota. Blue Jays a 1-0 lead on the Twins. Kevin Gausman against Chris Archer. Top of the second in Milwaukee. We mentioned still scoreless there. Yankees and Cardinals tied at one. Bottom of the first, Frankie Montas making his Yankees debut against Adam Wainwright. Cubs and Marlins in a delayed start due to rain will be Adrian Sampson against Jesus Luzardo if and when that gets underway. Rangers host the White Sox. That game will get underway in a moment. Spencer Howard against Lucas Giolito. Elsewhere today, A's hosting the Giants at 4:07. Adrian Martinez against Logan Webb. Rockies in Arizona to take on the Diamondbacks at 4:10. Jose Urania against Zach Davies. Mariners host the Angels. Marco Gonzalez against Tucker Davidson. Jacob DeGrom makes his second start off the IL against Spencer Strider and the Braves at 4:10. And the Dodgers host the Giants at 7:08. Tyler Anderson against Yu Darvish. After the league-wide off day tomorrow, the Tortugas will return home to open up a two-week homestand, starting with six games against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Will be our Shell Yeah cookout. $15 add-on to your ticket gives you the bases loaded menu at the Turtle's Nest up along the first baseline for the first 90 minutes after the gates open. Taco Tuesday at concession stands. Radiology Associates Imaging presenting our Breast Cancer Awareness Night with our Breast Cancer Survivor Night as well, presented by RAI and the American Cancer Society with a special on-field recognition prior to first pitch. Will also be our Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva, the best 60 and older club in all of Volusia County. Gates open at 6 o'clock. Our coverage will get underway 15 minutes prior to first pitch at 6:50 Eastern Time, leading up to the 7:05 first toss between the Tigers and the Tortugas. That'll do it for us here this afternoon as the Mets shut out Daytona by a final of 3-0. For our quartet of owners, Reese Smith, Bob Fregol, Rick French, and Kyle McEwen, our GM, Jim Jaworski, and our 10 Daytona, I'm Justin Rock saying so long for the final time from Port St. Lucie here in 2022 as the Mets shut out Daytona tonight by a final of 3-0. We hope to have you with us again on Tuesday night at the Jack to start our two-week homestand. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Sunday evening and Monday, everybody. So long.
Thank you for tuning in to Daytona Tortuga Baseball, affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. This broadcast of Daytona Tortugas Baseball is a production of the Tortugas Radio Network in connection with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Daytona Tortugas or Minor League Baseball. This is the Tortuga Radio Network.